Hello, Regina. And Rich. Oops. That's weird that it's showing IPSA. That's my iPhone's name. I need to go and change that. Hold on a second.
Good evening, Mayor.
Hello.
Who's Rich here?
Yep. You're doing all right?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing today?
Good.
That's good. I guess we'll hang out here and see if anybody else shows up.
How's your 2024 getting off to?
Not bad at all. Not bad at all. I guess you're back to work. Do you have a good vacation?
You went back to work?
No, I ask if you got back to work okay, if you had a good vacation.
Oh, I was gonna say I thought you had retired, but
Oh yeah, I've been retired since 2008. I closed that
well,
door.
that I'm glad to know I'm not that under a rock.
Yeah, I closed that door a long time ago.
Yeah, things are pretty crazy right now because it's the beginning of the semester, but it's going, so
Very good.
I'm glad it's going okay for you. Thanks.
Deanne on here too?
Yep.
Okay.
Guess all we gotta do is wait for Mel, and we'll be. She's got her surgery tomorrow, so.
That's what I heard, yeah. Is it an outpatient surgery or? Okay.
She has a perforated eardrum, and they're gonna take some tissue from her jaw muscle or something, and
Ooh.
yeah, I don't know, but
Well, good luck, poor thing.
yeah, for sure, yeah. But she'll be glad to hear again eventually, because she's been
Oh, she
messed
can't
up.
hear out
Her
of that
hearing's
one.
been messed up for like since like last May or something. So,
Oh, that's not good.
the committee meeting, or was this open to everybody?
What,
The
this meeting?
meeting, I'm in
Yeah.
all.
As far as I know, it went out to the list.
Okay.
Well, it did.
Okay.
The thing is Rita just sent out a link, and when I went into that link, no one's there. So I went back to Mel's email and I got on, and there was four of you on this line. So I don't know. I don't know what
Well,
to
as
do.
far as I know, Mel organized this because Rita asked her
Right,
to, so I went with
That's my
Mel.
sense.
So,
I don't know
well,
what
when
the
I
distance difference is.
right, well, when I got the email, my link wasn't there. So Rich had to forward me an email. So, then Rita said she'd sent me an email, but I didn't get that either. So, I don't know. It's strange.
We can't seem to keep technology straight no matter what we
I
do.
know. It's awful sometimes.
I'm not really sure what we should do about it, but
I understand.
Well,
And you have to work with it all day.
yeah.
Hey, I'm glad you found a home for your cat that you had.
Although she peed on their rug today, so
At the other
yeah, at the
apartment, you
new
mean?
house, she didn't want to go in her brand new litter box, and so I was like, and I had already said, why don't you take the one she's using because it's got
Yeah,
her
that makes
scent on it, she
sense.
knows it's
Yeah,
hers.
that's
And
true.
Katrina was like, oh, but it has poop in it. Well, I mean, it has poop in it because she used it recently.
Well,
I clean it out
duh.
every like couple days, so
Sure. Well, that makes sense what you're saying. She already had a routine. She had her own litter box. Makes sense. Oh my.
Fun times.
Yeah.
But I was a bit surprised because she doesn't. The only time she ever relieved herself outside the box when she was around me was when Whiskers was around. So
right. And maybe she was just nervous or something, maybe.
Probably.
Can you guys still hear me? Okay, I'm doing a little experiment.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you. I'm going to go ahead and mute.
Yeah, my dog Izzy. Holly got me a blanket for Christmas. We share that blanket. We have to share.
Oh. I understand how that goes.
Yeah. If you're going to get this blanket out, I'm going to get on there too. Mm-hmm. Oh, goodness.
Well, my cat back in October decided to go outside to go potty instead of using his litter box.
Are you serious?
In that. And it has, so it's not used the litter box since October. I've not had to clean the litter box. I check it every 2 weeks to make sure there's nothing in it.
Right.
And it continues to be clean. And so it sometimes decides it wants to go out last thing at night and sometimes doesn't come back right away. So it's ended up staying outside till 4 a.m. when I get up to the restroom myself. But it's nice not having to clean the litter box.
Yeah, I bet not. Yeah. What's your cat's name?
It Kit Kat.
Oh. Kit Kat.
That's cute.
There's Dolly.
Hi. Yep.
Hi. Hello, Dolly.
Can you hear me? Hi.
Yep, we can hear you.
Okay.
How you doing, Dolly?
I'm doing okay today. Yeah.
Oh,
it's just been hectic with the phones. I hate my iPhone. I hate my landline. I hate the TV.
You know,
what's funny is that, you know, like the certain stations are on strike.
Yeah.
Or something, you know. So, I mean, how, you know, are they going to lower our bill? Since we can't watch our normal shows, you know.
What all's on strike down there? 13? Is that one you can't get? Channel 13?
Yeah, I think it is 13. Yeah. But then a month ago, it was another station, you know.
Oh, my.
But it's just, yeah.
That's ridiculous.
And then, so far, this phone's working okay. It's not, I've been hearing a lot of crackling and everything in it.
You sound okay now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. Well, if it starts up, I don't know. And then my cell phone only reads part of people's messages and quits.
Oh, I'll tell you why. Yes, I know. And I talked to Apple Disability. And they said they can't do anything about it until if a new update comes out and the national people fix it. Because they don't know how to fix it either.
What?
Well, what's funny is it was okay until one night when I had it plugged in, it updated. And ever since it updated, I've had trouble.
Yeah, that's because you got the new update. I'm having trouble, too. That's the new update.
Well,
and what I found out was there's a thing called follow-up that's gotten turned on. And so Siri thinks she's hearing somebody else. And that's why she won't respond sometimes. And so I said, what am I supposed to do? And they said, the Apple Disability people said, we can't turn it off until somebody helps us know what to do. There you go.
Can you read your messages with VoiceOver instead?
Yeah, I do that. When I went into my VoiceOver, and I have it on, but when I went in there, and usually I have to open up and go inside a message, and I'll read it that way. That's what I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then if I want to not use my keyboard, I'll go inside the message and go to where it says, iMessage, and tap that. And then I go to dictate, and then I'll dictate it that way. So,
I have always done it that way. I never had to read it for me because I guess I wanted to know if spelled or whatever. So I wanted right. to check it. So, but.
Okay, but that's, yeah, I was wondering if your phone did that update, Dolly.
Yeah, well, I've been thinking about, you know, if I get a chance, I want to go to the AT&T office here in town and just hand them the phone and tell them to do something with it.
The sad part is they can't do anything with it until the national Apple people do. That's what I was told.
But everybody, yeah. Mike's phone doesn't work like that. It's just my phone.
Well, I know, but see, it's in the Siri. That's what it is.
Oh, okay.
Siri, Siri thinks you're thinks it's talking to somebody else is what she's doing. She's nuts.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm hoping that, well, like Rich said, if they would have given an option to turn that off, they could have turned it off is what they should have. They're supposed to test those updates, but who knows? I don't know.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know.
Where is everybody else? Oh, is Rita going to come on, or do you know?
She's so sick.
Oh,
she's
I didn't
starting
know she
to get
sick.
She's starting to get sick. Yeah, I don't
oh,
think
I'm
she's going to join the call because, well, we went to a SCAVI meeting tonight, or today, this afternoon.
Right.
And not this afternoon, this morning. See, I'm just rattled over these phones. So she was fine, but then she said, oh, she's so tired. And then she called me after she got home, says, I think I'm running off fever. And she tested it, and she was.
Oh, boy.
She did say her glands and her neck were starting to hurt.
Uh-oh.
So she's getting
I think Mel's here.
I have sent Mel a message on her Echo device. So, but I can tell you, I know the purpose of the meeting, and maybe we could get started since you know what I
That's
mean.
Fine.
Like,
yeah,
is that all right with you, Dee?
That's fine. Yeah, and Mel is shown as being here in the participants list.
It's shown be as being where?
As being here in the participants list.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I didn't see her there.
Oh, there she is. I think.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
I'm at robotics, and they were running a robot to test things on the field, and I lost track of time.
Okay.
Ah.
Well, Barry, you want to take the lead, or you want me to, or you want Mel?
I have no preference. What do you guys want? I don't want to step on anybody's feet.
Oh, you're not.
Hey, I'm just a listener. You know, I don't know what we're going.
I'll get started, and y'all can join in as you want to. Okay.
Okay.
We do not have any specific program planned for this evening. We're basically just going to have discussion. Our main topic of discussion is what type of things do we want to have on Information Station in the next 12 months?
Okay.
And this is for Indiana people.
This is for Indiana people. This is for our call, this call this Monday night at this same time. Now, I do know that we do have some members that participate in something that goes on at the National Libraries and at NLS on Monday nights, and therefore it conflicts with this, and they're not able to join our meeting at this time. And they've said that if it was at a different time, they would consider it. But this is the time that we have set in the past for this. I know it works well for me. So unless there's any discussion on that tonight, I believe we're wishing to continue to do it at this time.
It's fine for me when I come on, but 8 o'clock I go on to the cancer support group call with ACB. So I'd be off by 8 for sure.
That's fine for me. I bet Rich is still muted.
Okay. Well, as long as that's fine, you know, we there's nothing if there's a special event or and that you know we want more people to be involved on, and we know that this is a conflicting time, we can always discuss some other times for those type things. But as to have a routine meeting, I think this has worked well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know what other night we would do it on. It seems like we're going to run into a conflict no matter what night you choose.
Yeah, because Tuesdays, whenever Tuesday would be half. And then, I guess the only other night you could possibly move it to would be, because Wednesday night a lot of people go to church. Mm-hmm. So I guess the only other night you could do is Thursday night, but I know, like, Mel's got a church thing on Thursday night, so that would be.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to make reference to that. You know, I know we're trying to reach out and get more members involved,
right?
And that was just feedback I got concerning somebody that is active in some activities of ACB and ACBI, and that's something that they expressed,
right? So,
but that's only one person, so. As far as topics, subjects, particular people we'd like to have speak at this meeting, then I guess the floor is open for discussion.
So
sometimes I would Pat like to.
Okay, Dolly or Mel?
Go ahead, Dolly.
Sometimes I would like to do other things than vision loss and different things like that. Maybe something to do with Indiana. Like, I think maybe some people, you know, mostly the guys, maybe they would like to talk about NASCAR. Somebody talk about something else besides, you know, all the time vision loss or something. I'm trying to think what else would there be. Maybe transportation as far as flying, not really up and down the roads, because we're beating a dead horse on that one, you know. But maybe flying, or I don't know. Just like today, we had a talk with our local museum people. And we're going to help them do some accessibility for people who are blind or visually impaired.
Okay.
But, I mean, we could, I'm not saying to leave that out completely, but incorporate it with something, maybe, that would bring an interest to someone.
What sort of museum is it?
It's Lawrence County Museum. And they've got some big, really nice displays in there. Well, right now, one room is filled with, what's that? It's not dominoes. What is that, Mike? That is at the museum. Lego display.
Lego display. My grandson has. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, big ones, big everything, you know, everything you could think of, because it's, I think it's a cousin of Rita's. He's a CPA or whatever. He's built these big, big displays, and it's at the museum right now. And, wow. Oh, I can't remember. She said something else was coming in. Oh, you know, the Turner Dow factory that was here. They're going to display the whole Wizard of Oz dolls.
Oh, wow.
That was in the Wizard of Oz, and, you know, that they had made and everything. Plus, I mean, there was just cases and cases of stuff. Snakes wrapped around other things, you know, and I don't know. I haven't been for a while, but helmets from World War One and World War Two, you know, that the soldiers wore. There's the things that were in Civil War and all that, you know. They have displays of everything you could think of. So we're just trying to help them, you know, be able to have somebody describe it, either on some type of audio feedback, you know, I mean, wearing earphones or something.
I think museums in general are a good idea.
Pardon?
You know, I think museums are a good idea just to get, you know, maybe people interested if they're going to be, you know, visiting places in Indiana or something, you know.
Right,
this is what
yeah.
You can find when you're here. I mean, I think it's a good idea to promote that sort of thing.
And they said they got a lot of limestone different mm-hmm. things there, and because we are the limestone capital.
Right.
So, yeah. But, you know, I was just thinking something that someone would be really interested in. Because we could talk about vision loss, but I don't know about every meeting.
I understand what you're saying.
And I guess the other way we can also look at this is how many meetings do we want to have presenters, and how many meetings do we want to have more interactive, like more sure. Like trivia discussion type meetings.
Sure.
Or even social.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because this is not a business, basically, this is not a business call. This is more of a social call. This
right.
is more mm-hmm. get to know our membership, get to know each other, try to get more people involved, try to get more representation throughout the state.
You know, I've got a thought.
Uh-oh.
I thought I smelled sawdust burning.
Oh, yeah. For real.
That's okay, what's your thought?
That's how I lost all my hair. I try to unravel this thing as I was going. There's a lot of things we could do. As far as brainstorming ideas, that's easy. You know, like if you wanted to do social calls, you could talk about hobbies that people have.
Right.
You could talk about things like cooking, you know, because we have a lot of people that could, you know, enjoy cooking, and they could talk about it from a visually impaired perspective. They could share recipes, things like that. We could have a get acquainted thing where we talk, you know, get to know one another a little better, you know, and just maybe throw out a topic like what'd you do over the weekend, or, you know, something like that. You could keep it light. Or you could go on the serious side and you could talk about things like what's ACB doing, you know, with lobbying and legislation. And we could talk about technology. We could talk about phones. We could, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, there's topics are kind of unlimited. But my thought kind of was, and I'll try to see if I can say this in about 2 minutes, but you know, over the last few years, we've had some, as a state affiliate, we've done some really good things. We've had some great picnics. We've had the 50th anniversary thing, you know, and that was a lot of fun. We started that Hoosier All States chapter, which was a great idea because, you know, a lot of people don't have chapters in their areas. People can't drive, so they could get on the phone and, you know, participate that way. We won that court case last year, you know, for the absentee voting. And that was a huge thing. So it's not like we've been sitting on our hands doing nothing. You know, our chapters have met. We've gone places and passed out brochures. We did it here at Circle City back in the fall, Division Expo. I know Scavvy has done some of that, you know, try to sort of spread the word. But like, I was on a call today, one of the community calls from ACB, where they had the CEO from Accessible Pharmacy. And they talked about their services and what they provide, you know, with the Script Talk labels and Braille labels for prescription drugs and whatnot. You know, and found out that they sell also like talking thermometers and talking scales and, you know, talking blood pressure machines and stuff. But my point is, when we started Information Station, and you know, we've also done a lot with our internet and, you know, tried to get a good website going, and all that was to attract people. And when we started Information Station, I was really excited because I thought people would jump on board, kind of like they do on the national community calls. And if we want to have some good guests and things like that, if we can't even get 10 people on the call, you know, it's like, we're trying. It's like you fix a big meal and nobody comes. Or you go fishing and you put out the line and the fish don't bite. I don't know what the solution is, but am I the only one that sees this? Or
no. You
know, it's like we had at our 2022 convention, Indiana had 29 people, counting in person and Zoom combined, or you know, virtual combined. In 2023, that number dropped to 17. And people just aren't, I mean, I don't know what people want because I think we're trying. And I think we've got a handful of good people that are working their tails off. But for some reason, you know, we're putting all this stuff out on the email list and I'll shut up, but it's like, it's bizarre.
You still have 35 minutes to talk, Rich.
No. My kids and
you gotta be careful because Pat will come on and say,
"Oh, don't even go there."
Well, I wouldn't. I mean, I'm not saying that against anybody in particular, you know. And
I know you're not.
You know, because it's not about that. I mean, it takes a lot of different kinds of people to make the world go around. And I don't know if other states are having the same issue.
That would be interesting to find out how you do that.
How many of you guys participated in the Lewis Braille, the Braille-a-thon last week, the program that went on for 6 hours?
No, I didn't get
hours?
To do that, sorry.
I did not.
No.
You didn't?
Okay. I do well, a lot of the community calls. Yeah, it's going to be replayed this week, I think, on ACB, on number two, on ACB Media 2. They're running it all week, I think.
I mean that's just one area that I can say that you can see how other states are. I'm gonna say that a lot of them have special interest groups within their states, as well as are members of special interest groups at the national level. Indiana really doesn't have that. I mean, I don't know, as we have so many people that are within our organization that are still disconnected, aren't connecting with us.
Right. And are they connecting with the community line with ACB? You know, I don't think so.
I've been trying to you know, go on different community calls, and when possible be on Zoom and be able to look at the participants list and that. And I don't really see a whole lot of us outside of those that are currently active getting involved. And so I don't know. I mean, they could be participating on ACB Media. They could be participating on their lady, you know, their Lady A's and Lady whatever. But they're not showing up in Zoom. They're not showing up in Clubhouse.
And
you're right.
And I guess
you're
I
right.
also sort of feel like, I feel like, you know, when we talk about making some sort of special interest affiliate or doing something like that. It's hard enough, I feel, to get the volunteers that we need to get stuff done. You know, when people volunteer, it's always the same people. You know, and there's only so much bandwidth. And I also do sort of like, you know, like the trivia thing. You know, in December, I spend probably 2 hours researching questions and stuff.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
And I was very grateful for the people who showed up, but it wasn't very many people.
No.
And I was, you know, like I said, it's better than being by yourself. And I'm so happy, you know, but I was also kind of sad because there could have been way more people. And like even, you know, Rhett and Barbara, we don't hear from them anymore, hardly.
I know. That's what I was thinking.
You know, there's a lot of people that have decided to just bow out, maybe because they're burned out. That's kind of what I suspect.
Well, you know, one of the things is, too, sometimes we get so busy, we forget to call in, you know. Now, I try to go on. I have about four on the community line that I try to make sure I get in on, and that's the Recipe Club. That's the All Electric. I just love listening to those people talk about all their electric devices in the kitchen, you know, and what they do with them, you know, how they cook and everything. And so that's my interest. And then I do the cancer support group, and I do the ACB Lions because I'm a local Lion. So, you know, and I learn a lot from them. But that's about the most I do. And
yeah, that's a lot.
I mean, when I get on, you know, but
well,
Donnie, I'm the only Indiana person, you know. Well, they'll say, okay, oh, here's Dolly, you know, or, you know, here's an 812 area code. Who is it? And I'll say it's Dolly from Southern Indiana, you know, and I'm the only one from Indiana on any of those calls.
Well, Dolly, I'll give you mine. If you want to compare notes, I do Games to Play with Lady A. That's on Tuesdays, every other Tuesday at 2 o'clock. And we talk about all the games that you can play on your Lady A device. I do that call. I try to do the unmute presence, which is a technology call every Tuesday at 1. I don't always make that call, but if I miss it, they do a podcast. They replay it as a podcast. So I catch it that way. I do the Blind Shell 101, which is on Mondays at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah. But are you the only Indiana person that's going on those calls?
Yes, I am. Now I saw, I'm not going to tell this whole story because it's embarrassing, but I saw D on that caregiver's call.
Oh, okay.
All right, Rich.
I was.
I've been on the caregiver's call a few times.
I had just gotten my phone and I was trying to figure out how to use Zoom, and I crashed their call, and I went in and out of the call about, you know, 5 or 10 times, and I called back the next week and apologized, and I said I was the jerk that kept crashing your call. Now I know how to use it.
So here we are. I mean, there's only a few people that are utilizing the ACB community line from Indiana.
But
the reason I don't half the time is because I work 8 to 10 hours a day.
Well, absolutely.
The last thing I want
to do is get on a Zoom call, because I've been on meetings all day virtually most of the time.
I wasn't just talking about not participating on this call. I'm just talking about participation in general.
Yeah, but I guess, see, for me, kind of about participation in general, because I do find it hard to join Zoom after I get off work.
Well, you know, when I worked, I didn't do any blindness organizations because I did not have time.
Right.
Because between my job and commuting and being a dad, which I took very seriously.
Right.
I didn't have, you know, if I did participate, I wouldn't have been very helpful because I just didn't have, there just weren't enough hours in my day. But I still feel like that these, you know, other states have younger people. We're just not getting any younger people involved. And maybe people just don't care about going to meetings, you know.
Well,
anymore.
Go ahead, Rich. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm finished. I'm tired of talking. I'll let
No, it's okay. I didn't want to interrupt. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm finished. That's okay.
Well, I was on the membership committee, and I made a lot of phone calls, but nobody would respond. They didn't even call me back.
Well, I want to say just from this conversation, what I have heard is that, you know, there are people that have interest in areas,
right,
that maybe we can pull people into a phone call, one of our phone calls. One, it's electric. Mm-hmm. Dolly mentioned it. I've participated on a couple of the community calls as far as that. I mean, there again, it's a matter of timing and whether you're available during that time. I know that there's things I use in my kitchen that none of you guys have ever probably seen. That's something that, and I'm sure you all do have things in your kitchen that I've never seen. So that's something that we might talk about one night, is what are gadgets we have around the house that we have used that maybe somebody else has never used.
Or we could make it like a Indiana theme and say,
yeah,
you know, like it's electric. We could do like a pork tenderloin in the air fryer, because that's something Indiana is known for. Right. Something with apples, you know what I mean? Like, do like an Indiana themed recipe thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't participate in the games to play on Lady A, because number one, I know there's a lot of games I play on Lady A, but getting around to playing them and that is not something on my priority list. But yet, to know what other people do on Lady A, what other people do online, you know, I play a lot of backgammon solitaire on my phone. But there's other games that I could be doing on my phone. Maybe there's, you know, maybe one night we can talk about games we like to play.
Books. I mean, you know, I'm on the ACB book club too.
I am too.
You know, every other Thursday.
Yep.
We all read the same book and then we talk about it every other Thursday.
And then after we talk about the book, if we still have time, we just discuss whatever we want to discuss. But it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And maybe if we're involved in book clubs, maybe we can inform people of those book clubs that we enjoy being involved in, so other people might be able to get involved.
That sounds like a good idea. Well, I know I've always been an avid reader in the library, but when I joined the book club, I really found out some books I didn't know existed, so that was good. Mm-hmm. You could ask Rich. I think I use my phone half the time to read.
Yes.
Well, I'll admit, I go through the community events list, and all the book clubs they have listed on there, I jot down the DB number, the author, and the title, and then I go out and look, and I find out which books I want to read. I never attend any other. I mean, I've attended the Tabitha's book club discussion on historic romance or historic fiction on Sunday, and I've the disability one a few times, but it's not an every, you know, every week or every month thing for me.
Sure.
But I've probably read every book they've read.
Yeah.
Because I've noted their book.
So. Yeah, you wouldn't have known about it if you hadn't got on there. That's true.
You're right. I mean, I have not become a member of any a lot of the special interest affiliate myself, but you know, if they have special events, sometimes I do participate on it. For the first time, I did join a special interest group this year, and it is AAVL, Alliance on Aging and Vision Loss. That's the first time I've ever joined a special interest group of ACB. And that's mainly because we are trying to get the language of the Older Americans Act to include people who are blind and visually impaired.
Well, I will say when I had my breast cancer surgery, the Older Americans out of Orleans, which is down in Orange County, they were really good to help me out, and they were really awesome.
Good.
And they even had somebody come and help clean my house for a while because I couldn't do.
I am a member of BITS, and I'm a member of Blind Pride as an ally. So those are the two that I'm in.
There's another call that they do on Lady A or on the community. It's called Living with Blindness. And sometimes they'll just come out and they'll ask people, well, is there anything that you're having trouble dealing with as a visually impaired person? And it could be, you know, getting a job. It could be just dealing with people in my neighborhood. It could be raising my kids. It could be, you know, just whatever. They just like throw it out. And one person will throw out a problem. And then there might be five or six people. Of course, they usually have, you know, 15 or 20 people on the call, which kind of helps. But then other people that have had the same problem will maybe help that one person out that's having trouble dealing with whatever. So there's a lot that we could do. Now, I will say this. When we started Information Station, I sent, because I my idea was to try to attract some younger people that might be interested, you know, because we're not going to be around forever.
No.
I sent kind of a blurb about having this every, the first, or what was it, the second Monday of every month. I sent that to every college in the state of Indiana and got no response. So we're trying.
Izzy, are you one out?
Hold on. I can let her out, Regina. I'll mute and let her out.
Okay.
Well, and then something I discovered today, actually I have the phone or the contact information for the Indiana Association of Optometry, of Ophthalmology, excuse me, Indiana Academy of Ophthalmology. And they have a summit every September. But I actually have their office phone number. They list that they have 250 ophthalmologists, nearly 250 ophthalmologists as members. And that, and I was hoping to be able to get contact their, get their membership list, and and send out something to all of them about ACB.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, brochure or something.
Yeah. Now, I you know, and actually that organization covers all four levels of ophthalmology. They cover from optometry, opticians, ocularists, and ophthalmologists.
And what about the School for the Blind, Indianapolis? Some of the teachers, or did my phone go dead?
No,
I heard it.
Oh.
I put School for the Blind and outreach to public schools.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was just thinking, you know, I get a lot of questions. Like already in 2024, I've gotten two separate people ask me, how do you put a cat in a pet carrier when you're blind?
I believe that.
Hey, can you answer that? Can you answer that? Because I may someday down the road.
I totally can, yes. you know, but I guess I was thinking too, you know, maybe that goes along with, you know, the thing that Rich suggested about how do you solve this problem?
Mm-hmm. Or maybe how do you change a you know, a dirty diaper on a baby is also like that kind of a similar question.
That, oh, right? Yeah, I had that asked.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I am amazed at how many people have asked me over the years, you right. know, like, you know, so I guess, you know, maybe it would be interesting to have an information station call that like answers some of life's really need to know questions.
Right.
Things and, that make you go,
yeah. Or, and maybe for fun, we have people vote on the ones they want answered, you know, or a demo, or do you know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. maybe we make mm-hmm. it interactive so that way people are sort of buying into it. And, right. you know, maybe for that call, since it's on a Monday night, maybe the Bard person that, you know, that's at Bard right now, maybe we record this, you know, that mm-hmm. call and have it posted so that they can listen to it.
That's mm-hmm. a good idea.
All of our calls, you know, are recorded. It's just a matter of trying to figure out how that goes on the website.
Right.
Even if we had, if we put out there on the Indiana list, we're going to just touch on five questions. One is, how do you change a baby's diaper? Two, how do you put a cat in its carrier? Three, what is your favorite electric kitchen item? Four, mm-hmm. you know, have that. And we just go real quick that one time with those five questions, and then maybe more discussion will come after that. Somebody might say, hey, that sounds like fun. I want to know about that.
Right.
I think that would be a good place to start.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then we could test the waters and see if the participation
True. Gets
a little better. Now, if it doesn't, it's a shame because I think this kind of stuff has a ton of potential. There was a call. Absolutely. There was a call that I got on that Living with Blindness about a month ago. And there was this guy who lost his sight. He was like in his, you know, early 40s, I guess. And he would, you know, he'd gone through rehab because when people lose their sight like that later in life, they have to learn how to mm-hmm. put their shoes on and, you know, get dressed. And then they got to learn how to do mobility. Then if they get all that behind them, they got to learn technology. Well, he did all that. And the guy was really, you know, he was kind of like Cary Goodman. Once he got over the initial shock and he got involved with ACB and, you know, figured out that, hey, there's blind people that are leading, or, you know, low vision people that are leading productive life. He went ahead and went to computer school and he learned JAWS and whatnot. Well, to make a long story short, he applied for a job to be an online instructor at a school because before he lost his sight, he was a teacher. And they told him that they did not want his JAWS on their system.
Yep.
They flat out told him. And this poor guy was, you know, devastated because he wasn't expecting that. And I think we've all kind of been through that as visually impaired people when we were younger, looking for jobs and getting turned down. We have no mm-hmm. ideas how unattractive we are.
Thank God they have dongles now, so JAWS doesn't have to be on their system.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened?
Hey, y'all, I'm sorry. I got to go. It's getting noisier where I am.
Okay, that's okay.
The rest of the people on that call encouraged that guy, and they told some other stories that they'd been through, and he basically got through it, and he's doing fine now. But those people, you know, kind of were able to kind of help navigate him through that, and it was you know, so things like that have a ton of potential. And it's just like these different kitchen problems or some of these things that we might laugh at. You can really help somebody out if people would participate.
Mm-hmm. I wonder about branching out to more than Indiana, though, because maybe in doing so, they could actually people, you know, the blind community is not like, you know, somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I think it would get back. And maybe, you know, we could eventually get more Indiana people once they understand that we are worth coming to.
Right. Mm-hmm. But the only thing is, if we don't get more people, you can't have really good, if you want to have guests, like if you want to have a, like mm-hmm. that CEO of that, that call I was on today for that guy from the excessive accessible pharmacy is what I was trying to say. Mm-hmm. There were 36 people on that call.
Yeah.
So he knew he was going to make some money.
Yeah. You know, right now I understand that we sort of have our own little echo chamber and we're only really reaching ourselves.
Right.
I agree.
Right.
And so that's why, you know, I was thinking,
no, that's
about,
a good idea.
Like if we did if we did the things you're dying to know about, information station call with how do you change a baby's diaper, how do you put a cat in a carrier, and have people vote on the questions, and we have it like if we could like, you know, outreach and advertise it to have people actually really voting on it, like, you know what I mean, and then participate and come to find out, you know what I mean, like.
Mm-hmm.
I know the California, Georgia, and there's a couple other state affiliates who do have some of the calls on the community events. Would you want to see about having our meetings published on community events?
That is That is an awesome idea.
Or at least maybe a few, you know, maybe if people don't want to always do it and they want to have their Indiana people, maybe we just do a few, like maybe two a year or something, you know?
Yeah,
maybe
we can do that.
Yeah.
Okay. I will contact Natalie or Cindy and get the forms so that we have those available, because we have to fill out a form and submit it in at a certain time to get it into the queue for being in that, and so we can have that ready on hand, so when we decide to try that out, we can do that. Okay,
sounds like a good plan to me.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The other thing I was wondering, guys, to get the word out more about ACBI in general, is there are, because I'm on the editors list for all the mm-hmm. you know ACB newsletters.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm gonna say this: if Rita were here, she would flip her lid. Okay.
mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. Yes.
What if we put our focus newsletter on NFB Newsline?
I think it's a good idea myself.
I do too.
I mean, I do too, but, you know.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to hear the word NFB.
Yeah, I know, but you got to work together, you know?
Yes.
I think ACB does work with them, don't they?
On a national level, they
on
work together.
On a national level.
And also on the state level for the voting, ACB and NFB had to work together, because I talked to Barbara about working with Ron, what's his face, out of Indianapolis.
Ron Brown. Well,
yes.
Yeah.
We had early on, very early on, we had met with Ron and Pam Schnur. Ron was the president at that time. Pam Schnur was the vice president. And before we decided to go for a lawsuit or to even to move forward with that. We had there in the first, if you read back on the news article, the very first news article, it was mentioned in that. Actually, they got contacted. We didn't. But, you know, we were working with them on that. Yes. They chose not to be active in it because they had another lawsuit going. And they also have a top-down situation where their national has to dictate somewhat what they do locally. And that. But we did have communication with them. I also have some communication going on with the NFB affiliate as far as state legislation. We're kind of keeping each other informed as to things that we're seeing at the state level and things that imperatives they're dealing with through their national office. So there is communication going there. Lee Martin and I had an hour and a half long conversation last month. Kane Rowland has my email address and that I have their past president, Diane Graves, is a good friend of mine. And during her time as president, I was in touch with her multiple times. I wasn't an officer at that time, but I was legislative and advocacy committee chairperson.
Kane Brolin has mine too, because we communicated about a couple people who needed, like, moved down to this part of Indiana and needed some services to be more independent. So,
And there is a potential we may have some AC or some NFB members interested in coming to our convention next fall.
Oh, that'd be good.
So, I mean, I'm not guarantee it, you know, total cooperation, but there is communication going on.
It's about 5 minutes to eight. So, what have we decided? Because I gotta get ready for that other call.
Well, I think we're going to continue doing this meeting at this same time monthly. And we have a few ideas. We didn't decide on what we're going to do next month. Does anyone have anything specifically would like to do next month? That is, would be first Monday. The second Monday in February. February is President's Month and and Valentine's Day.
And Ash Wednesday falls on Valentine's Day.
Ash Wednesday.
Yeah.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah.
So does anyone have any ideas?
Dolly, who does that electric show on you?
Oh, ACB. Jeannie. Her name's Jeannie. I can't remember her last name.
I mean, I know you'd want a lot of participation, but that I think she'd be a good guest to have come on if she were.
Oh my gosh, these ladies and guys, their kitchens must be as big as my house, because I don't know. Like, one lady has five crock pots that, you know, she uses all the time. One the instant pot. They talk about everything. Coffee pots, can openers, blenders, you know, which one they like the best.
Okay, so do we want to ask her to come as a guest speaker and then have a conversation about that next month?
I think it'd be a good idea. I don't know about anybody else.
Sure, might as well go for it. I mean, I'm willing to help spread the word on Facebook and promote, you know, to try to get more people. So.
Okay. Sounds
good.
Why don't we work towards that? Okay.
Okay.
Hey, you're contacting her, right?
Yeah.
I don't know how to contact her. You'd probably have to go to ACB Community
Membership Services, and they are who will give me the contact her contact information.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So Deanne, I can tell you the sneak peek to the cat carrier situation. If you can keep the carrier out out in the open and leave it open and let the cat go in and out of it, that is part of the that is half the battle won, because once the cat realizes it's not a stressful thing, then they will go into it more willingly. And then once you close it, then they'll be really pissed off. But until you do, they'll be like, okay, this is cool. You just always leave it out. And, you know, when they get back from the vet, you just leave it out in that same spot. And then your cat may avoid it for a day, but by the next day, probably they'll be back. So.
Yeah, it is actually, I do have it out, and I don't even have the door on it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how they talk about having a cat toys that you can hide the food in and that?
Mm-hmm.
Before I had a cat toy that I could hide the food in, I would hide its snacks just before I went to bed in different locations. Oh. And in the back of its cage was one of
So yeah, that's like half the battle right there. You should be able to just pick it up and put it in the carrier when it comes time to go to the vet. And I am not, some people will say wrap a towel around the cat before you do it. I have found that causes more stress.
I bet it would, yeah.
And especially if you're totally blind and you can't see how much you've wrapped the cat in the towel. So I just pick up the cat and put them in. Or with Whiskers, I'll just shove him in because he's like 15 pounds, right? So, but I have a soft-sided carrier that opens from the top and from each end. And that makes it really easy, depending on, because like with Poppy, I always loaded her in from the top because she was kind of small and I could pick her up and just drop her in. But with Whiskers, because he's so big, I just kind of had to shove him in one of the sides. That's what seemed to work for me the best.
All right. Okay, well, thanks for the good conversation tonight. And we'll try to have that. I'll try to have the it's electric for February, and we'll come up with an idea for March. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Bye.